That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm Rich Ackerman. Scott Brooks won 338 games in seven seasons in Oklahoma City and made the NBA Finals, but after a disappointing exit last year in the conference finals and missing the playoffs this year, he was fired today. There are three games in the NBA playoffs tonight. The defending champs lost the season finale and then dropped the series opener to the Clippers. L.A. looked dominant in Game 1, and going into tonight's Game 2, Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says there's a lot his team can improve upon.
We have to do lots of things better. It's basketball. We have to shoot free throws better. We have to shoot three from three better. We can't turn it over as much. We have to get back in transition better.
The last time the Spurs started a series in a 2-0 hole was 2010. The Hawks host the Nets after taking the series opener, and the Grizzlies look to go up 2-0 on the Blazers. Baseball, the Mets have won 9 in a row and host the Braves. It has not been easy, though, for New York, with a battered bullpen and David Wright on the DL, as well as catcher Travis d'Arnaud. Manager Terry Collins has been thankful for his reinforcements.
We lost two big pieces, but the first word out of the majority of the guys' mouths is that we're okay. You know, we still got enough good players. We've got some good players coming.
Catcher Kevin Plawecki had a couple of hits in his debut last night. The Dodgers take on the Giants in a battle of the first-place team and the last-place team in the NL West in a great pitching matchup, with Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw going up against World Series hero Madison Bumgarner. One game going on right now, Cleveland and the White Sox at U.S. Cellular Field, bottom of the third, and the White Sox have a 1-0 lead on a solo home run by Jose Abreu back in the first inning. I'm Rich Ackerman.
I'm Jim Rohman. We are talking to the biggest names in sports weekdays from 12 till 3 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. That's the phone number. We got stories to talk about. The Rajon Rondo act last night against Houston. Did he get into foul trouble so that he did not play in that game? It's not necessarily throwing the game, but did he not want to be part of that game? We'll discuss that. I've completely lost my train of thought clue on other things I said I want to talk about because I'm so into the main story of the day, which is the breaking story of the day. But go ahead. What was the other part? What are the other things that I want to
Scotty Brooks.
No. I'll get to Scotty Brooks being fired in a second. What are the obviously we got Clippers Spurs tonight. I want to talk.
We want to talk about the NFL schedule being released.
I want to talk as little about that as humanly possible. Don't get me wrong. Like as an employee of CBS and CBS getting the Thursday night games again, and after the disaster of last year's Thursday night schedule, I looked at it and I said, like, these are better games. Right? The one that, there's one or two that jump out at you that may not be, that are rivalries, like Seattle taking on San Francisco. I don't know how good San Francisco is going to be this year. But for the most part, those first eight games, the CBS games, are really, really good. But to try and know what's going to be a good game in the NFL when we haven't even had the draft yet, free agency is still kind of ongoing. You don't have the mass wholesale injury. Like, it's just, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a win, that's a loss. That, like, that's, we talked about this yesterday, Brian Price, and his, he's the manager of the Reds. I had to write it down myself, I forgot. He's the manager of the Reds, and his kind of personal adjustment to, oh my God, somebody can tweet out that we're sending a player down and calling a player up, and we haven't told the guy we're sending down yet, and the immediacy of information. Like the win, loss, win, loss. That's 10-year-old, 15, 20-year-old radio. Because in the last hour, Scotty Brooks has been fired. And you're like, what's the big deal? Okay. This is like a Phil Jackson special, isn't it? You know, Phil Jackson's sitting there somewhere in Manhattan Beach with a cigar in his mouth. I just picture him with a cigar in his mouth, with all his rings in front of him going like, well, this was a bad decision. Not that they would have hired him in Oklahoma City, but isn't that his thing? Give me a team with two star players. They're right there. Both under contract. Are you a person who believes other people and believes in the good in other people and that people are always upfront and honest? Are you a person that doesn't believe anything anyone has to say? Are you a person that generally believes everybody's kind of in on the whole thing and you got to read between the lines? Which are you? We told you there's three types of people with injuries. The I don't ever want to see it. I want to see it once. I want to see it as many times as possible. There's the guy who's the conspiracy theorist. Nothing is what it seems. It's all a big charade. We're all in the Truman Show. None of this is actually real. There's the person that's like, come on, man. It's all just for the good of the team. It's all just for the student athlete. It's the super positive, things work out for a reason. Everybody's doing what they say they're doing. And then there's the rest of us kind of in the middle, right? All right, so here's the things that have happened. I knew Scotty Brooks was going to be fired the second Adrian Wojnarowski put out a story the day after Oklahoma City's season was done, saying that Scotty Brooks was being reevaluated, or they're evaluating whether or not they're going to keep him. Because the best guess is Adrian Wojnarowski calls up Sam Presti and says, you keeping him? I don't know. What if I told you guys about getting married? You going to marry her? I don't know. Then you do know. Right? Then you do know. You may not want to say that you know. The benefits may be so beneficial that you don't want to know just now. But the truth is that you know. If I ask you, are you going to marry her? And you say, I don't know. You absolutely know. Just like if Adrian Wojnarowski calls up Sam Presti and says, are you going to keep Scott Brooks? And he's like, I don't know. You absolutely know. And so I'm willing to believe that people aren't lying. They're simply saying what needs to be said for that small percentage of people who want to believe that there are certain messages that they have to receive during the process. He was being evaluated. He was getting ready to be fired. They simply wanted to tell him in person. They wanted the dust to settle, to have the exit meetings, to have discussions with players, to try and figure out if what they thought was happening, if they thought what people were feeling, that's what they're really feeling. So do I think for one second that Sam Presti was going to bring back Scotty Brooks? No, I do not. And oh yeah, by the way, Sam Amick from USA Today has tweeted out that the Thunder flew to Southern California. Scotty lives in Orange County. Met with him in person I'd say they probably met down at Starbucks on PCH. It's a good one. It's a really good one. It's a good one. I mean, they always mix the drinks up good. Probably outside, they got some wicker outside. You're watching PCH. You just got, you're like, you know, Del Mar, you're good. Anyway, they met with him in person. He also, though, put as part of that tweet that Sam Presti did not consult with players. I was born at night. I was not born last night. Now, whether or not he said point blank, do you want me to fire Scott Brooks to Kevin Durant or to Russell Westbrook? Probably not. But if you think for 1 second, you have a guy who's a pending free agent in a year and another guy who's a pending free agent in 2 years, and they've both played most of their career, Durant most of, played for PJ early, most of his career for Scotty Brooks, you're going to have a conversation about possible moves and about what needs to happen within the organization.